Begin the current daf, Masechtas Erech and Daf Tes. Begin on the bottom of Ches Mem Beis, two lines up from the bottom of the Yamut, where the Gemara begins the discussion of the previous Mishnah, which was continuing on the theme of these Mishnais of this Perek, like the opening Mishnah, which is in the context of this Masechta's ideas of Erechin, but it said, Ein Erechin or Ein Ba'Erechin, that it's not more or less than a certain amount, so our Mishnais discuss different halachas that also have the same idea that you're not going to have more or less. So the opening of our Mishnah discussed regarding how many full months there are in a year, and that is technically every month is around 29 and a half days. But we don't make half days, so it's either Chodesh Chaser, which is 29 days, or Chodesh Mali, which is 30 days. So that our Mishnah says that we don't have less than 4 full months of 12 months of the year, so at least 4 months are going to be 30 days. And then the words of the Mishnah was, V'leinira Yaser al Shemaina, and there's not going to be appearing more than 8. So on that, the Gemara doesn't go to the first sentence of the Mishnah regarding that we don't have less than 4 full months in the year, which basically means to say that we're not going to make more than 8 deficient months in the year, but 8 deficient months, meaning of 29 days, we would make. That the Gemara is not going to explain right now, which that's going to be clarified later on by Ula, which, as Rashi points out, this first interpretation, which there's two interpretations of the Mishnah that of Rav Huna and Ula, in the essential halacha, Rav Huna agrees to that of Ula. They just differ on one halacha, which therefore they're going to have different interpretations of what the words of the Mishnah, which is what the Gemara is asking right now, means. My loy nira yesa al shemayna. What does it mean that it doesn't appear more than 8? So I'm Rav Huna, he says, loy nira l'chacham, it didn't appear to the sages, La'abri yes al shemayna, to have more than 8 full months in the year. So therefore, it's talking about the same topic. The Mishnah opened up, we don't make less than 4 full months in the year. However, the sages didn't hold that that it should appear to make more than 8 full months in the year. So says the Gemara, why? Maishno tishu deloi. So you're saying that, okay, we're not going to have more than 8 full months in the year. Why is it that you can't make 9 full months in the year to have 9 months of 30 days? Because Imkain, if we're going to make 9 full months in the year, as the Gemara continues the type of Testament Aleph, then you're going to run into a problem. What's the problem? Kadam Asisira, so you're going to have that the new moon of the month of Tishrei is going to come Telasa Yemer. It's going to come 3 days early before we're going to make the day what we call Rosh Hashanah, which is supposed to be on the day of the new month of Tishrei, which is supposed to be when the Moilet is, when the new moon is born, when you start seeing the beginning of the month of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the idea of this is as follows, that between the Moilet, which again is the birth of the new moon, which is in Talmudic times, they would do it exactly, that Rish Chedesh was when the new moon would come along, from this Tishrei to the, let's say, to the next Tishrei, to the next, from one Rosh Hashanah to the next, the way it goes is because of, as we divide it up into cycles of 7, because that's how much a week is, if you take the year from one year to the next date in the following year, you'll have a remainder of 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 halakim, which a chelik is, in 1 hour, there's 1,080 halakim. Now, if the Moilid of this year of Tishrei is in the beginning of Friday night, so it's going to come out, the Moilid of the next year, Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, is going to come out that in that distance, as we described, of the remainder of that there is in the year, is going to be 8 hours into Wednesday in the week. Now, when we generally organize the months, there's 12 months, so we oscillate, we alternate, 1 month is Mali, is 30 days, and 1 month is Chaser, is 29 days. So it comes out that Rosh Hashanah is on the day of the Mailad. Because as we describe, essentially, since, as we said, every month is 29 and a half days, so the order of the moon, the way we're going, if we want to get to exactly how the moon is going to make each month like that, if you make 130, 129, you're going to end up having exactly that 29 and a half, which is approximately 29 and a half and two-thirds of an hour and 73 halakim is every single month. So it's going to come out for every 2 months, you have 59 days. Which is, like we're describing, you make 1 month 29 days, 1 month 30 days, and then you'll have exactly that you'll get the next year exactly on the same Moilid, which again comes out that 4 days later. Now, the thing is when we make, instead of 6 months mali, which we have 6 months mali, 6 months chaser, if we're going to make 7 months 30 days, so then the day of Rosh Hashanah is going to get pushed off 1 day after the mailid, because you're adding another day to the year, but the mailid is still going, the moon is still going according to the cycle that it normally goes. Now, if we make 8 malayim, so then you're pushing Rosh Hashanah off 2 days. If we make 9 malayim, then you're pushing Rosh Hashanah off 3 days. So essentially what the Gemara's question was, is that the new moon, which goes according to the cycle, as Hashem made nature is, it's going to come 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Because as we said, if last year the Mailid of Tishrei was on Friday night, so the Mailid is going to be on Wednesday. And the problem is, but since we're adding days to the year, Rosh Hashanah is going to come out 3 days later on Shabbos. And the problem with that is that the people are going to start murmuring about the rabbis to say whatever they want to do, they do. What is this? I mean, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, and what? But the Mailid, the day of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be 3 days earlier. So therefore, that's why you would say you can't make three extra malayim, meaning to make a year of 9 full months of 30 days. But on that, that's the Gemara, but hashtanami. But then you still have the problem. Kukadim asi treyayimi, still the new moon is coming 2 days before Shoshana. So why are you saying that you can make 8 malayim? You shouldn't be able to even make 8 malayim either. People are going to say, hey, wait a second. The moon is on Thursday, and then what, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos? How's that possible? Says, Gemara, that's not a difficulty. Because Amar Rav Misharshia, like Rav Misharshia says, as we're going to bring later on Amud Beis regarding the halacha of Shavuos, he says, Kigen Shaisa Shana Muberis, that we're talking about that, for example, that the previous year was a leap year. Hachanami says the Gemara, we could use his same concept for the question that we're asking over here. Kigen Shaisa Shana Shalafanel Muberis. We're talking about where the previous year was a leap year. Now, Ve'ibr Shana Chaydish, the leap year, what gets added to the year in the leap year? We add another month. Now, that month, we can make it to add on to make the days longer because we have to complement the lunar year to equal that of the solar year where you keep on missing. The lunar year is around 354 and the solar is 365. You keep on losing days and yet Pesach, let's say, has to be B'chay Desha'av, has to be in the spring. So then every 3-4 years, you go ahead and you add another month to then catch up the lunar year to the solar year. Now, that month that we add on could be either Mali or Chas. It could have 30 days or 29 days. So therefore, what the Gemara is answering is that the leap year that we add an extra month from the previous year, we made that month 29 days. So it comes out that according to the calculations from last year, we had an extra Chaydash Chaser because it was only 29 days, as we said, generally a month is 29 and a half days. So we have, for our calculations, a chaser from last year, so therefore we could go ahead and delay this Tishrei by adding on another mali, another full month of 30 days, which, as the Gemara says, dal yarcha malya bahadi darcha chasera. So then you take away the full month with the deficient month, which is that although we're having an extra mali, but that's okay because that gets countered from the extra chaser that we had in the previous year. So therefore, it's not going to be to Malayim. But the Gemara says, okay, fine, but v'katichad yayma, but there's still 1 day, which as Rashi says, although really it's 1.5 days, because as we said, that when you have the chaftes yayma, it's really only diminishing from what the month really is, which is 29.5. But since it's not 2 days, it's called 1 day. Now, Rashi additionally points out that the Gemara could have said, instead of talking about that the previous year was a Mu'beres, we could have said that this year was a leap year, and then we could have answered the same thing, that you could go ahead and make this year with 8 full months. Why did we say the previous year was a leap year with a Chodesh Chaser? It's simply because we couldn't have explained that this year was a Shana Mu'beres, because our Mishnah tells us you can't have less than 4 full months in the year. Why? But if you have 4 full months, then that would be sufficient. The problem is, if we would make this year the leap year, and then you're saying the extra month that you're making is a Chodesh Chaser, you would end up having 9 Chasem. You would have 8 deficient months in the year. And that says Rashi, both according to Rav Huna and according to Ula, that we're going to quote, even the halacha that you can make 8 deficient months, but to have 9 deficient months You can't have not in a regular year, not in a leap year, and therefore that wouldn't be an option to explain it that you're having it this year. But again, we're saying about last year. So last year, you had a deficient month, more than the norm, so therefore that counts as the extra one of this year. Fine, so it's not going to be two as the Gemara, but you're still going to have one day that it's off. You're having the moon coming a day before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, to that, that's not difficult, because lo yada tayid de'inchi. That people are not so cognizant of, regarding one day, they don't wonder and don't stop murmuring regarding that. So although we're saying it's coming one day before, that's okay. But that's what the Gemara had answered, that when we're saying lo niru yesal shmeina, you can't have more than 8 full months in the year. Like we said, you can't have 9, because then you're having Rosh Hashanah come 3 days after when the moon is. So then we asked, okay, but how can you do 8? It's still coming 2 days after. So it's not coming 2 days after, because the previous year we had a Chodesh Chaser more than the norm, because there was a leap year and you add an extra month, a Chodesh Chaser. So this extra Malay is really, instead of being considered 8, is really being considered 7, where usually it's 6 and 6, now there's going to be 7. No, but then we said, okay, it's still one day off. We're going to let one day. We said, okay, that they're not so cognizant, that they don't recognize so much, and therefore they're not going to murmur. Therefore, the most you could do, again, in a certain circumstance, when the previous year was the Shana Mubaris, to have in this year, you could have up to a max of 8 full months in the year. That's one interpretation of the Mishnah, according to Rav Huna. Ulama, he says a different interpretation. He says, Leinira l'chacham l'chaser yesra al shmaina. The words are saying that it didn't appear to the sages to make deficient months more than 8. And umay timer kama. That Mishnah is actually saying one halacha, and it's explaining what's the reason. Ma tam im peichsim arba chadashim amubar b'shana. What's the reason the first halacha of the Mishnah said that we can't have less than 4 full months in the year? Is mishum delay nira l'chacham l'chasa yesashmana, because the sages didn't appear to them that you could have deficient months more than 8. So there's 12 months in the year. So you can't, why do we say you have to have at least 4 full months? Because you can't have more than 8 deficient months. Now, similar questioning the Gemara asks on Ula. Wait, maishna tisha delay. What's the reason why you're saying you can't have 9 deficient months? Why can't you have 9 months of the year, 29 days? Because dim kain, how are you going to have the inverse problem? Miyastra siara. So it's going to overstay the old moon, tlasa yaymi. It's going to have, you're going to see the old moon after Rosh Hashanah for a period of 3 days. Because, like we said, the order of the way the months go, if according to the rebirth of the moon, as we had explained, you have 130, 129, 130, 129, and so on. Now, if you're going to make 3 extra months, chaser, 29 days, you're going to have that Rosh Hashanah, when we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah, is actually going to be 3 days before the Mailid, before the true Mailid, which the moon is actually, the new ones of Tishrei, is actually only coming 3 days later after Rosh Hashanah. And people are going to say, what's going on? How is the new moon coming 3 days later? And we're making Rosh Hashanah the new, as if the new month of Tishrei is right now. On that, as the Gemara, well, then Hashtin Ami, come Yasu Treyim, okay, fine. So that's why you can't make 9 deficient months. How can you make 8 deficient months? Here, the new moon is still going to be delayed. The old one is still going to be 2 extra days after Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, could Amar of Mesharishya, we're similarly using this halacha of Mesharishya, Kugain Shahisa Shanamu Baris, he says that the way he answers his halacha, as we'll see on the base, is that, okay, we it's regarding that last year was a leap year. And therefore that month, as we see, that you could either make it 30 or 29 days, and therefore it has this relevancy regarding this year. So it's Gemara Hachanami here also, again, the inverse of how we said in regards to answer for Rav Huna. Now, for example, if the previous year was a Mu'uberes, was a leap year. Now, according to answer for Ula, the way we're understanding is that the previous year's leap year, that extra month, was a month of 30 days. And the truth is, but according to the calculation of the moon, it's really every day is only 29 and a half days. So last year you had an extra mole. So dal yarcha chaseru b'hadi yarchi malya. So now this year's extra deficient month gets counted out and taken out from the extra full month from last year. So it comes out that we're actually only delaying Rosh Hashanah, that we're only delaying the new month after Rosh Hashanah by a period of a half a day. So it comes out that it's only a day and a half. Now, since it's not 2 days, therefore we're considering it as 1 day. But that's what the Gemara still asks. Okay, but Vakati Ika Chad Yoima, but there's still, Rosh Hashanah is still coming out a day early before the Mailid. So the people are still going to murmur. So the Gemara Sabri, they thought that ischazuy ischazay, people will think that no, must be the moon appeared to the court. Vanan lava daitin, we didn't pay attention to go ahead and see it, but maybe it really was there. So although really the moedel really is only coming a day after Rosh Hashanah, but people are not going to murmur because they're going to say, okay, maybe it was here, we just didn't notice it, we're seeing it now or the day after Rosh Hashanah. But again, therefore it's the same idea where 8 is the max, because really it's usually 6 and 6, and that's how the moedel comes out, and then if you keep to that 6 and 6, you'll get the appropriate moedel, which again is from year to year is 4 days and 8 hours, and chalakim later. However, we said you could, and as we said, both opinions agree to each other, make it up to a max of 8 chasem or 8 malayim, where 9 would be too much. 8 is a possibility because, depending on last year's leap year, as I said, for either answer, you could say that it was a moly or a chaser, and therefore this year's moly or chaser will be canceled out by that last year, and therefore it's only 7, really, it's only one off. And we said for one off, that people are not so cognizant if we're saying Rosh Hashanah is a day early or a day late. Now, the Gemara continues on the Beis and asks, so then, regarding what is this dispute of Rav Huna and Ula, why is it that they give these different interpretations of what the words of the Mishnah meant when it says that Loi Nira Yesa Al Shemayna? Says the Gemara, it's B'Ibrishana. So regarding this halacha of the leap year, regarding how long is that month that we add on this extra adoration in the leap year. So Tanakh learned the Braisa, Kami Ibrishana, how long, what is the added amount of the leap year? So Tanakhama says, Lamed, it's always a 30-day month. He says, Chaydish, it's a month, which we have that choice if it's to be 29 or 30 days. So therefore the interpretation is as follows. Rav Huna, who he had explained that the Mishnah was saying two halachas, meaning both regarding how many mali months, how many 30-day months you can make in the year, that it's not less than 4 and it's not more than 8, he interprets like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that sometimes the leap year could be 29 days, sometimes 30 days, and therefore that's how he explained the Mishnah. The Mishnah opened up by saying that in Peiches and Medalat Chadashim Mubarim, you can't have less than 4 full months in the year, which means that you don't make more than 8 chaserim. But 8 chaserim you would make, and the only way we could have that interpretation, which is how we explain for Ula, who he himself says that actually the Mishnah is saying one halacha of Ma'atam, is only if the previous year was a leap year, and the leap year was 30 days, so therefore that was an extra mali, so this one of chaser is not so obvious, so it's like 7 chaserim, and for 7 chaserim we said that people are not going to recognize. But then there's another halacha according to Rav Huna. That the Mishnah was then saying, but it didn't appear to the sages to make more than 8 full months in the year, but 8 full months you would make. How do you have that interpretation? That would be if the previous year was a leap year, and the leap year had a month of 29 days, like we explained. That's like a Shimon Gamliel, where, yeah, the month could be either 29 or 30 days. Now, the thing is, but Ula Helik the Tanakama, where the leap year, that Adarishan, is always going to have 30 days. So therefore, you can only explain the Mishnah that it's saying one halacha. That it's saying, when it's saying you don't have less than 4 malayim, which is saying because you can't have, that's what it says, Vilay Nira, didn't appear to them to make more than 8 deficient months in the year. But 8 deficient you would make, like we said, because of the previous year's a leap year, and the leap year always has 30 days. However, but to make 8 malayim in the year, according to Ula, he held no, that you can't do, because then you're going to have that it's going to be that there's going to be 2-day differences, because to have the leap year with the extra month is 29 days, that you can't say according to Ula like we say for Avuna, because according to him, he holds like the Tanakama that the leap year is never less than a month of 30 days. Therefore, that's the difference of the interpretations of Ula and Rav Huna in the Halacha B'Mishnah. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Meisvi. The Gemara asks on Rav Huna from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Einat Tzeres Chala, Shavuos only falls out, Ela B'Yom Henef, only on the same day that was called the Day of the Waving, which is the Hanafa Sa'imer, on the day of the 16th of Nisan, when they bring the carbon Omer. Now, the reason for this is because on the 16th of Nisan is when we start the count of 50 days, that's called Sfir Soimer, up until Shavuos. Now, the 50th day is going to be the first day of the beginning of the counting, because the 49th day is the end of the 7th week, and then on the 50th day you start that count over, which is the same day when the count started, which is the same day as the Omer starts, is the same day as Shavuos. Now, Ve'in Rosh Hashanah Chala, and Rosh Hashanah does not land, Ella oibayim henef, either on the same day as the second day of Pesach, which is the day when you start Svir Sa'imer, the waving of the Eimer, or to the night of the intercalation of the month of Nisan. Meaning, what does that? What does that mean? What's the Oir Iburi Shal Nisan? What's Iburi Shal Nisan? It's the day which is the 31st of Nisan. So, for example, let's say if Rish Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, so then it would come out that Yom Henef, which is the 16th of Nisan, would be on a Monday. So then Oir Iburi, which is the 31st of Nisan, would be on a Tuesday. Now, the reason why we're calling the night of the 31st day of Nisan Oir Iburi is because it's the night which intercalates, which makes the month of Nisan full, because when you're making Rish Chodesh of Iyar on the 31st day, so it comes out that the previous month of Nisan was Mu'ubar, was a full month of 30 days. Because the 31st is the next one. Because sometimes it's Chaser, which is only 29 days, and the 30th would be Rish Chodesh Iyar. So then we call it Oir Iburi. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, again, is either what would be the second day of Pesach, or which would be a day later, which would be on, let's say, instead of being that month, falling out on a Monday, would be falling out on a Tuesday. So I therefore ask the Gemara as follows. Bishlem ul-Ula, we understand according to Ula. The Shemayna Chaser in Avdina, and as we explained, he holds yes, you can make up until 8 deficient months in a year, but Mubaran Loyavdin, this way he disagreed with Rafuna, says you can't make 8 full months in the year. That he held you can, as we described, because he holds like the Tanakama, you won't be able to have counted out from last year because you never have a Chodesh Chas, you don't have a Chodesh Chas in the previous year to counter out an extra Mu'ubar, an extra full month in this year. So therefore, Mishkachas, we could understand the halacha that the Brice is saying, the Rosh Hashanah is either going to be on a Monday or a Tuesday, let's say when Rish Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday. Why? Shneim Chaser, because we're saying that generally a year, if you want it to be exact, is 6 Chaserim, 6 Malayim. So we're saying, but he holds, not you can't have 8 Malayim, you could have, however, 8 Chaserim. Now, how would you do that? If let's say Shneim Chaserim, let's say we'll take Kislev in the winter, and we'll take Sivan in the summer months, which are generally Mali, but we're going to make them into chaserim. So therefore you're going to have, instead of 3 chaserim in the winter and 3 in the summer, you'll have 4 chaserim in the winter and 4 chaserim in the summer. So then Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out b'yom henef on the same day as the second day of Pesach. Because as we find in today's times, where we make our calculations of the calendar like according to the solar calendar, meaning that we go in the order of how it is, We have a mnemonic to recall when exactly the Yom Tov come out, which partial of that is, this is called At Bash. At Bash Gar, which Aleph is referring to the first night of Pesach, Tov is for Tisha B'Av, Bei Shin, Gimel Reish, and so on and so forth. You take the first letter of the alphabet, the last, second letter, second to the last, and so on and so forth, which based on the days of Pesach will know the other Yom Tov. Now Gar, which is Gimel and Reish, that's the Gimel is the third night of Pesach, is the same day as Rosh Hashanah, which that is when you have Echad Mali ve'Echad Chaser. When you have a regular year, as we said, you keep it according to the calculations, which is one full, one deficient, one full, one deficient, then it's Lo'er Iburi. Then it's going to be that it's going to be the third night of Pesach, like we said, which is which would be like the night of the 31st of Nisan. Now, however, but if, let's say, you make one more deficient, which in the summertime, like, let's say, the month of Tzivan, so then you're going to have that the day of Rosh Hashanah is going to come out one day earlier, which is going to be equivalent to the Yom Henef, which is going to be the second day of Pesach, not the third day of Pesach. So you understand that Rosh Hashanah is either going to be one of those two, which is, if you have Echad Mali, Echad Chaser, so then it's going to come out to Oir Iburi. If you have one extra Chaser, so it's going to come out to be the Yom Henef. But El Rav Huna, the Omar Avdin Mu'ubar, and according to him that he said that you could even make 8 full months in the year. So then since you can make in the summer months 4 Malayin, so you're going to be delaying Rosh Hashanah one day because you're adding more days to the year. So it's going to be Zimna de Mishkachas La'or Iburei. It's going to come out that it's going to be the night after the night of the 31st of Nisan, which that would be the equivalent of the fourth day of Pesach. So why are you saying the Rosh Hashanah is either Begim Henef or Ari Burai? Why, according to Rav Huna, it could be Ari Burai, it could be a day later. So Amalek Rav Huna, Rav Huna would tell you, Ula Ula Minicha, what do you think? And you think it's not difficult on Ula? You're right. Shmoignehu Dulei Avdina, he holds, you can't make 8 Mubarin, 8 full months in the year. Hashiva Avdinan, but even according to Ula, you can make 7 full months in the year, because this that we said that we don't make 8, is because we said then, you're going to have that the moon is going to be a difference of 2 days. But 7, we said that, okay, 1 day difference, people are not going to murmur and make a big deal about it. So we said you can make 7 malayim of the year. Now, the difficulty is, but Shiva, Zimnin, Deloy of Dina, Besisva, sometimes that extra malay, that they're not going to do it in the winter months. And really, they'll make the winter months according to the regular calculation. And when are they going to make the extra month? Vavdina, they're going to make the 4 malayim to add on the extra malay, bekaita, they'll do it in the summer months. Now, if you make it in the summer months, vohava la'or ariburi, then that's pushing off that the difference between of the days of Nisan till Rosh Hashanah, which are the summer months. If you're adding on the extra day there, it's going to come at 2 according to him. You're right, you're not going to make it that 1 in the summer, 1 in the winter, but the extra 1 of making the 7 months might be in the summer. So then Rosh Hashanah is going to be a day later. And it won't be Yom Henef, it won't be Ari Burai, it'll be Ari Burai according to him too. So the question is difficult on Ula too. So Ella rather says the Gemara, ha, this that we learned that in this Braisa, that the latest it's ever going to be is going to be Ari Burai and not later than that, meaning like when we say Rosh Chodesh Nisan's on the Sunday, where we're saying that then Rosh Hashanah is either going to be on the Monday, equivalent to the second day of Pesach, or Tuesday, or Tuesday, and it's not going to be later. That's Mani, who's the town of that Braisa? That's Achirmi. That's going like the others, who they hold that it's the years are always Malichaser, 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 where according to them, you always do it Kesidra. The town like within the Braisa, Achirmi, they say, Ein bein atzeres la'atzeres. There's no difference from this year's Shavuos to the next year's Shavuos. Ve'im bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, and there isn't a difference between this year's Rosh Hashanah and next year's Rosh Hashanah. Ela arba yom bilvad, you know for sure it's only going to be a difference of 4 days. So if let's say this year's Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday, so the next year is going to come out on a Thursday, and it's always Kesidron. Now, v'mhoi seshon muberes, however, if it's a leap year, so then chamishi adding 1 extra day because the 28 days is cut into 7, so that comes out the same day. The extra day of the 29 days of the extra day, so that makes chamisha, would be a difference of 5 days, but it's always 4. So therefore, according to them, yeah, it's always, you're never going to have these extra days being added on, and therefore, that's why we don't go like the Acherim, say Ula and Rav Huna. So you're right, according to us, yeah, it could be Ari Burai, but this Braisa was going like the Acherim. Says the Gemara, but safe, then it's still difficult, the Braisa. L'acherim, according to the others, b'yom henef le'mishkachas lo. So you're right, you're going to have it by Ari Burai, but you're not going to have it on the yom henef, because if you go Kesidron, which you only have 3 chaserim in the summer months, so it's going to come out l'Ari Burai, you're not going to have it that it's going to be a day earlier, because just like they don't make more full months, they don't make more deficient months. So how are you going to have it b'yom henef, which the Braisa said it's either on one of those 2 days? So Amar Mesharshi, and this was the Mesharshi that we quote in Omed Aleph, Kegayin Shahisa Shana Mubaris. We're talking about, for example, where the previous year was a leap year, the Ibr Shana Lama Yayim, and the leap year was a 30 days. So therefore, Dal Yarcha, so you take away another month in the summer months, and you make it deficient, Lebahadi Yarcha, to cancel out that month of the leap year, which you made that as a mole, as a full month, because just like you made that year, you made Shvat and Adar Rishon, you made them both together 30-day months. So now, when we're moving into Nisan and Iyar, we're going to make them both deficient. Because we say, the words of the Acherim are that if it's a leap year, so you're always going to have the distance from the previous year, a distance of 5 days. Now the thing is, but if you're making a leap year, you're making it 30 days, if you're not going to make 2 chaser near each other, it's actually going to be a difference of 6 days from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah, because when you're adding a full month on the months of the year, you're going to be delaying Rosh Hashanah by a period of 2 days, because 28 days is exactly 4 sevenths. that's exactly the same day. But when you're adding a 30-day month, you're adding an extra 2 days. So therefore, we make that in the summer months, you're right, we're going to make four chaserin, the mishkachas, lo b'yom henef. So then, if you make an extra chaser in the summer months, so we're taking 1 day earlier, because it's 1 day less than how much it normally is, and therefore, then it's going to come out to be on the second day of Pesach, not on the third day of Pesach, even according to the Acharim. In that situation, where the previous year had an extra, meaning in the previous, before Nisan, had an extra day, so we have to cancel it out by having a deficient day in the summer, thus making Rosh Hashanah 1 day earlier. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara asks, "Amli Rav Adbar Ahava L'Rava." It says, once we introduce this brisa of the Acharim to explain the previous brisa, why it's not difficult on Ul and Rav Huna, because it's going like the Acharim. Acharim minyana aslashminan? What, the others, which refers to the opinions that we don't say their names, we say that they're called the others, are they coming to just tell us metrics and numbers? In other words, since we know their opinion is obviously telling us that you always do kisidrin, you always do one-off, full, deficient. So obviously, we know calculations that you're not going to have between one and the other, but a difference of 4 days, because if you take the numbers of 354, which is the lunar year, so 350, so you're going to have divided into sevens, but you'll have an extra of 4 days. So what it just should have just said is that we don't add on to any months even according to necessity. So I would know that, okay, it'll always be Mali Chasa, and there's going to be a difference of 4 days. Why did they have to tell us that you're not going to have a difference of four or at most of 5 days? It says, Gemara HaKamash Malan, this is what they came to tell us. Had they only said that we're not adding on to the months even when there's necessity, so I would have said that that's only when the month was seen in its designated time, which we saw it according to the Mila, which that's what we're following that pattern, so it comes up Mali Chasa. But when the witnesses don't see it, on day 30, so we can't make today day 30 Reish Chaydish, and thus make the previous month 29 days. So by default, we would have to make it into a full month, because you have to sanctify the month according to the testimony of two witnesses. That's what they're coming to tell us, that we don't need to fulfill this commandment of sanctifying the month based on the gazing of the witnesses who saw the new month. And that's the understanding of what their statement is, what they're coming to say, that they're saying that hold that sentence in your head. There's only a difference of 4 days from this year to the next year, even if the moon wasn't seen, because you don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of Lekadosh al Piriya. And that's why they have to say that, because we would have thought to say that's only when they see it, but when they don't, then you have to make a full. We're saying, no, it will always be Mali Chasa. Now, Maskev L'Ravina, but Ravina asks, but V'ikah Yemed D'Shoi, there's the days of the hours, meaning that although you're right that the Acharim are going based on the Meilid of the Levana, which if you keep that calculation, you got to be, it's 29 and a half days. It's got to be 30, 29. If you want to keep that, the days, the months are come out according to the birth of the moon. However, as Ravina, there are times when there will be 5 days, even in a regular year, not a Shana Mubaris, from one Pesach to the next, because you have what's called the day of the years, meaning every 3 years, that gets added to the calculation of the lunar year, 1 day that's going to be added on. Because from one Meilid to the next Meilid of the following year, as we said, there's 4 days, but there's 8 hours, and there's 876 Chalakim. Now, if according to the calculation of 3 years, you add on every year the 8 hours, over 3 years is going to come out to be an extra day. So even in the regular year, you'll have an extra day. So it won't be a distance of 4 days, it'll be 5 days. And additionally, v'yemid atlas and shani, there's the day of the 30 years, meaning because from these 876 chalakim that is left over every year, if you take out basically the same amount, you take out 864 from the 876 chalakim, it's going to come out another day every 30 years. Because, like we're saying, there's 1,080 chalakim in an hour. If you take five of these 864, that's every single year basically, that's going to take you to 4 hours. Then it comes out that 30 of these 864 is 24 hours, which over 30 years, that's going to be a day. So you'll have it in the regular year, not just 4 days, but 5 days. So says the Gemara, you're right, but keeping the lesson of Chol Shata, since these are not every single year, it's either every 3 years or every 30 years, so like a Chasha, they didn't count it. But you're right, even according to the Acharim, you would at times have, even in the Shana Pshuta, have 5 days. Now, the Gemara goes back to the Machlekes Rav Huna and Ula and says, V'af Shmuel Sabalak Rav Huna. Now, Shmuel also holds a Rav Huna, not like Ula, that you could even make 8 Malayim, 8 full months in the year. Where do we find this? Because the Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Inch Nas Lavana Pachusa Misholish Meis V'chamisha Mishtayim Yom. He says, the lunar year doesn't have less than 352 days in the year. Below Yisera Al Shleish Meis V'chamisha Mishisha Yom. And it's not going to have more than 356 days in the year. I mean to say, based on the months, that's how you have the lunar year. You have 12 months in the year, and then basing how much days you're having, how much malay mechasem you're making, as the Brice is going to explain, as Shmuel is going to explain, that's how many days you'll have in that lunar year. Okay, so how does this come out? If you take shnehem, if you take two of what's generally the deficient months, for example, let's say you take marcheshvin in the winter and ir in the summer, and you make them malayim, you make them into 30-day months. So it comes out that the year has an additional 2 years on the regular order of chasra mali, chasra mali. So it comes out to be 350, shisha, 356. Now, let's say you take shneim, let's say you take two of the regular full months. For example, you take kislev and sivan, and you make them chaser, you make them deficient. So it comes out that the year is deficient 2 years from its normal cycle. So that's going to be shnayim, 352 days in the lunar year. Now, let's say you do echad mali ve'echad chaser, as it normally is, 1 month full, 1 month chaser. So then it's going to come out to be arba, 354 days. But one thing we see from Shmuel is that you could add on two extra malayim, which would make it into 8 malayim, which is like Rav Huna, not like Ula, who said you can't make 8 malayim. However, Mesa the Gemara asks from the following brisa. Hareini nazir ki maisa chamav. If someone says, I'm a nazir, which has the certain neder of naziris regarding his growing his hair and not partaking of wine, as the solar year, so mayna naziris gimel meis b'shisha mechamisha yam. So he counts his naziris, that he's a nazir for 365 days, which is how much a solar year is, which is kiminyan meis chama, like the days of a solar year. Let's say it says kimeis halavana, I want to be a nazir like the lunar year. So mayna naziris gimel meis v'chamisha v'arba yam. So then he counts his naziris for 354 days kiminyan meis halavana, like is the lunar year. That has to be more, but then Isa, but if you hold like Shmuel and Rav Huna, Zimna de Mishkachas la Shisha, sometimes the lunar year is 356 days. Why are you saying it's only 354? Says the Gemara, b'nedarim halach acha lashon b'nei adam v'reivshan. When it comes to the laws of nedarim of vows, we go after the general vernacular, and based on the majority of years, because that's what the person's intention is, which generally the year is 354, and therefore, although it could be 356, but therefore it's going to be 354. Says the Gemara, v'af Rabbi sabal k'Rav Huna, and also Rabbi holds like Rav Huna, that again, that says that you can make even up to 8 full months in the year, that is 8 months of 30 days. The Tanakh learned in the following brisa. Maisa, there was an incident. V'asa Rabbi tisha chasim. Rabbi made in 1 year, 9 deficient months. V'nir chaydish. And the new moon, that of Tishri, appeared bizmanai on the day that they made Rish Hashanah. V'hoi Rabbi tamei v'aymer. Rabbi was in one of them, and they were saying, a senior tisha chasim. We made 9 deficient months in the year. V'nir chaydish bizmanai, and the new month appeared in the same day? What do you mean? It, according to the calculations, it would have been appropriate that actually the moon should have came 3 days late. Because they actually made, according to the calculations, Rosh Hashanah 3 days early, because they made 3 days less in the year. They made 9 chaserim. Amalafon of Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. So Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said to his father, he says, I'll tell you, Shem Hashana Mu Barasai. So maybe the previous year was a leap year, where they add on an extra month. Now as we continue to top of Yudim and Aleph, the Ibrishon Alamed. And the leap year we made, that the month was a 30-day month. So there you have an extra mullet, which is countering one of the extra 3 chasim we made this year. Additionally, ishtake the senior shnei malayim. Last year, we made an extra 2 mali, which this is the point that we're seeing he's like Rav Huna, that instead of making 6 chasim and 6 malayim, we made an extra 2 malayim. That is, we took marcheshvin and ir, and we had 3 malayim. You have 3 malayim more than the regular order, because you had the extra month, which was mali, and in general, we made 2 extra malayim. Which therefore you see the 8 malayim that you can make in a year, which Rebbe held like Rav Huna, not like Ula. So therefore says Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, this year when we're making 3 deficient, dal tlasa labahati tlasa, the 3 deficient of this year is counted out from the three malayim of last year. The 2 malayim that you're allowed to make, because that's like Rav Huna, and additionally the extra month of the leap year, which was also a malay. Bekamli b'duchte, and therefore comes out that this year Rosh Hashanah is coming exactly on the day of when the malid is. Amalei, so Rebbe said to his son, Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel, mean that you light up the eyes of the sages. Kain Hava, that's exactly what it was, and therefore, even though we're making nine deficient ones, it came on the same day. But one thing we see is that Rebbe also, like Shmuel, holds like Rav Huna, that we can make eight Malaim of the year. Not like Ula said, you could only make seven Malaim. You can make eight deficient, but you cannot make eight Malaim. We see that he held that you can make eight Malaim, and therefore that's why it came at the calculation of Rosh Hashanah on the same day as the Moilad.